Mm-hmm. He'll make a liquor, mm-hmm. like.
Mm-hmm. You ever call that a sauce or gravy?
No, yeah, well, you take them when you're cooking the gravy. Now, when you take a, well, the cooking gravy, you got to have your grease, get the grease good and hot, and then put your flour mm-hmm. in there, and then let that flour brown, and then put it on, and then they call it the penny gravy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, now, anytime you cook a chicken or any kind of meat and make a gravy, that's a gravy. Mm-hmm. But when you just take some and this flour and grease and stuff and fix it up, that's called penny gravy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's different there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And say that food taken between meals, say it was between supper and dinner, you have something to eat. What do you usually call that, say food between meals that you eat? You have a name for that?
Yeah, that's a little dike, they call it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You ever call this a bite to eat?
Yeah, a bite. Yeah, well, that's the same thing. That and the bike, mm-hmm. that'd be the same. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Let's see. What time do you usually eat breakfast in the morning?
Oh, when I was working, it'd be about 4:30.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was working, it'd be 4:30. Then get ready to go to the field and start work at 6 o'clock. Knock off at 6. But now it's different now, and it's 8 hours on there. Everything on 8 hours now. And that makes it different. Now you can lay down or put it late now and eat late. And then make your day, and then the sun be so hot that you don't think you ain't done nothing.
Yeah, what time did you have breakfast this morning?
Oh, about already around about 7 o'clock, because only kind of little boy going to school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. The thing you usually drink out of, you call that a, you know, at the meals, you put your tea or coffee and you call that a
glass. Glass. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, the thing that you usually, clear liquid, you go to the faucet and put in it, you put what in there?
So the glass.
And you put what in it, though? The clear liquid, you know, you wash your hands in it.
Yeah.
That's just what? Water.
Water. Yeah. Water.
And let's see. Say you have dinner on the table, and you know, and the family is all standing around waiting. They're just standing there, and you ready to eat. You might say, "Go ahead and
help yourself."
Yeah, help yourself, and go ahead and just have a sit down. Yeah.
Make yourself at home. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and go to eat.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. If say somebody passed you something and you didn't want it. You decide not to eat, you might say, "No, I wouldn't
choose that. I wouldn't eat that. Now you take now green. Now I used to eat a green any time of day or any time of night, but I can't do it now. After I got old, I got to eat it. If I eat peas and green, I might eat it at 12 o'clock. Hmm. And if I don't, now it's sour on my stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If food has been cooked and served a second time, you say it's been, what do you call food that, say you had for dinner, that you have again for supper?
Heated.
Yeah, you say that tonight all we're having is?
Cold supper.
Yeah,
liquor. Heated.
You ever call that warmed over?
Warmed over there.
Leftovers?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Oh, leftover, that's warm over and then eat.
And you always just put the food in your mouth and what do you call that?
Eating.
Yeah.
Chawing.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
And as a kind of dish that you might have, or food you might have, you might take cornmeal and boil it with salt and water and eat it that way. What do you call
that?
That's
a gruer.
Gruer, hmm?
Yeah.
You ever heard anybody call it a mush?
Mush, yeah. That's same thing.
All the same thing.
Same thing.
And what do you call things like peats and, rather peas and beets and greens and just all those together? You'd say, I'd go out in the garden.
Get my vegetable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and we talked about some of the vegetables.